UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Time now for the V-Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Almost. You there?
I'm here.
Knock, knock.
I'm here. Are we on the air even? Good. Welcome to the V-Show. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680 and 105.7. If you listened, you know I'm a big fan of analogies.
Where did you send process, by the way?
To get my phone. I left it in the car. Oh, okay. I often find analogies useful, sometimes snarky, sometimes funny, but they're always, I guess, illustrative would have been the best word first. They make a point, but they're also usually entertaining. Here's my analogy for today, for college basketball fans all around this fine land of ours. The analogy I can give when watching your team is kind of this. It's like getting on an airplane and you're sitting in your seat and you notice that the guy who you don't particularly like a whole lot, three rows ahead of you, is just being served peanuts. And you give him the old, who's the character in The Simpsons? He gives him the, you're only getting peanuts. Okay.
Nelson.
Then the guy behind that guy, you don't particularly like him either, because basically you don't like anybody other than you. And that guy also gets peanuts. And then it gets to you, and guess what they give you? Peanuts. And you know why? Because everybody on the freaking plane is getting peanuts. That's where college basketball is now. So stop wasting your energy on every god-blanking game where the other team either wins by three or two. Oh, you are ranked and they're not ranked and you won by, especially on the road. Or God forbid you lose a one-possession game. Because guess what? You're getting peanuts too. There's nobody out there who ain't getting peanuts this year. Sorry, this is one of those one-class flights. This is a Southwest flight. Everybody's getting the same whatever it is. You're all getting cookies. You're all getting peanuts. That's the deal. So if you will find amusement in pointing out that that guy two rows ahead of you is getting peanuts, well, that's great. But you do realize in the overall scheme of things how silly it sounds because you're getting peanuts also. Everybody gets peanuts. That could be another one of our T-shirts. Everybody gets peanuts. Duke went to Clemson, got peanuts. Kentucky went to South Carolina, got peanuts. People are mad because they look for a minute there, they look like Louisville wasn't going to get anything at Pitt or at Notre Dame. And to some people, that winning by a small margin is peanuts. Again, to me, you're on the plane, you're all getting peanuts. Find me the team out there that's not getting peanuts. They're all getting peanuts. So stop every damn game because I'm telling you, it is tiresome. I know it's fun. For the guy who doesn't see the irony in mocking the other guy for peanuts when he himself is getting served peanuts. That's lost on him. Oh, it doesn't matter what I get. As long as I can mock that guy for just getting peanuts.
What if I can get honey roasted peanuts?
Doesn't matter. I'm just mocking the spit out of that guy. I don't like him. And so you know what? I'm here to tell you. Listen, do whatever you want. It's America. Your forefathers, risked their lives so you could say whatever the hell you want, basically, within reason. And so if you want to laugh at that guy for having peanuts, go ahead. But I will always be the guy a couple of rows behind saying, folks, you know we're all getting peanuts, right? Oh, is that guy again? That jackass. Look, he's got the T-shirt on. Everybody gets peanuts. I mean, but that's the truth. So every time one of these games goes on, the people, and I'm telling you, it all stems from what Ed in IT or Tom in accounting is going to say over the water cooler.
That guy's an ass, though.
He's always, oh, dude, you didn't even rank. They're 9-8, and you lost to them. I mean, this is basketball right now. And it's actually, if you gave a true rat's ass about basketball and not just about talking spit to Ed at the water cooler, you'd see it's a hell of a lot of fun. I mean, I'm putting these games on every night, and you don't know what the hell's going to happen, and it's damned entertaining. It's tremendously entertaining. I mean, Wichita State and Temple, Wichita State's 15-1. Temple's like barely 500. Guess what they got? Peanuts. You know why? Because everybody gets peanuts. Duke goes to Clemson. I don't think Clemson's as good as Pitt. What did Duke get? Peanuts. That's what they gave in college basketball this year. Everybody gets peanuts. So stop making a big to-do about it, for God's sake. And if you win a game, celebrate it, even if it's by 2 or 3 or you didn't like the style. And if you lose, well, okay, it's you'll be mad, that's fine, frustrated. But there's another game coming. She's coming back around with more peanuts because that's where we are right now. Almost everybody's going to get served. It's hardly anybody I can think of who won't get any peanuts. But even the best seats, even the bulkhead seat, even the guy in the exit row, even the guy who could stretch out and make sure he's got that extra leg room, guess what he's getting? Peanuts. That's my analogy for today. And it's just, you know, so I'm just telling you, so when you tune in and you hear me say, oh, this was really entertaining. This is really interesting. Oh, there he is again. If he's talking about Louisville, he's being a honk, or he's happy that, you know, Kentucky is, or whatever. Yes, I'm rooting for Louisville, and yes, I love college basketball, and quite frankly, I love the situation where I tune in on any given night. I'm telling you, we were sitting there last night just flicking the dial. Every game. You don't know. Butler, great team. Butler's terrific, playing at home. Plays a good Seton Hall team, but not as ranked as high as they are. What'd Butler get last night? Anybody want to guess? That's right, peanuts. Because that's how it works right now. It's guy says, I don't know why, but I laugh every time you say peanuts. Because it's a funny word. There's some words that are funny. Waffle, banana, peanuts.
Zamboni. Jacuzzi. Yeah.
Why is everyone getting penis? No, that's Wednesday. Today is peanuts. Thank you, though. So it's just, you know, you're on air not only talking to Locke, right? Locke, I listen a lot, but I didn't hear today, so I don't even know what he said. But please, if you think the same just at him, you must not. Please, I'm going to forward you our text line, because every damn game, when, you know, Blue plays a game that's close or they lose. You know, Red loves it. If Red, it proves something. If Red, you know, they beat, oh my God, barely got by, lucky, but get by Pittsburgh, proves something. Yes, what it proves is everybody's getting peanuts. Lots of peanuts, bags of peanuts being brought in by the truckload. And that's entertaining. You know what? When you're on a plane, that's nice. You get a little bag of peanuts. You have yourself a soft drink, or if you got one of those drink coupons, maybe you get a different drink. It's entertaining. It's good. But it doesn't, it's nobody's getting steak this year. There's nobody out there getting steak, at least not now. Not happening. I mean, the best two teams I saw in the country, I thought, were Kansas and Duke. And Duke lost to Clemson. And Kansas got beat at home for the first time in, what, since the McKinley administration? By Baylor. So everybody's getting peanuts. That's what it is. And so for you to make a big deal, because that guy three rows ahead of you is getting peanuts, okay, if that'll make you happy, you're only getting peanuts. I hate you. Okay, well, good, but guess what? You're getting peanuts, too. Everybody's getting peanuts. Was that a cricket noise? What was that? Did you play a sound effect there?
I had it turned up really loud in here, so you heard it. I'm trying to get a peanuts drop.
A peanuts like the comic strip?
Well, anything. Oh. I tried Mr. Peanut.
Because that sounded like crickets there, and it scared the crap out of me because I thought there was a cricket in here. Not, you know, the cricket itself would be a threat to me. I'm not afraid of crickets. Can you get the mic up here on the desk? No, I do it. There's
standing on a stool like an old cartoon show with a mouse.
They're not gonna harm you. Baylor is getting brisket at least. I don't know. I mean, Baylor's getting 2 servings of peanuts right now. We'll see when it goes forward. We shall see. Auburn was, you know, like, oh, no, wait a minute. Auburn's getting the nice wrap, the nice turkey wrap. Nope. Guess what Auburn got served last night? Peanuts. Because that's what it is, college basketball right now. It really does sound like I'm saying penis. Really? I think you're just looking for. That's a good point. Of course, you know, Bob, some people are allergic to peanuts. Well, that's true. Those are the teams that are in the 350s at the Sagarins. Those teams aren't even getting peanuts. Sorry.
Do you like nuts?
There we go. There's a lot of work for that. So sorry for those people. They're like, you know, they're coming around. I'm sorry. All we have on this is peanuts, so we just won't be able to serve you. So there you go.
I really want some peanuts right now.
Do you? Did I put you in the mood for peanuts? Go write your guy at
Planters. Yeah, Planters, no, Mr. Again. Peanut, man.
He sent you free product just for giving him some love.
He gave me some free cheese powder. Strong. That's a great seasoning, by the way.
It's very strong is the word. It was, I don't know if you meant strong, the seasoning is strong, or it was strong that he did it, but it's both. Because I'll tell you what, you put a little of that on the food, and man, it's got, I mean, that one little jar he sent you should last you 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, it's the powder that they put on the cheese balls. Delicious.
People having fun. Oh, by the way, speaking of the, everybody gets peanuts, which we may have to consider. I don't know. We are definitely, by the way, it's official as of yesterday. We are doing T-shirts. So keep your eyes and ears peeled. We'll tell you. We eventually.
The V-Show Shop.
TheVShowShop.com. There'll be a T-shirt that says.
I have no idea how to make
it. And we can do that right now as Lock barges in. State your business.
The paper I left in the studio.
What's on the paper? We need to know what it is.
Work assignment. Spectrum.
Okay. Spectrum. So his other job, bleeding into our show. That's how we roll here. Other people's jobs not only bleed into their jobs here, they bleed into other people's shows here. That's how we are on the V-Show. We're very, very inclusive.
Was that delightfully on brand?
That he had to, he walked in then?
No.
And that he had to take a Spectrum thing?
He interrupted a take that was kind of against his take, I'm sure. A little bit. Yeah, I think a little bit.
What was his take?
Well, he and I just got into the whole tough to win on the road argument and whatnot.
Oh, my God. He's still saying it's not tough to win on the road?
It says,
right, well, I can't help him.
Time out.
Nothing I could do for him. Can't help him.
We did come to the...
No, that's only because you're agreeable. Here's the answer. Let me conclude that argument. It's much more difficult to win on the road than at home. End of discussion. Next, we got any other questions in the crowd? That's the whole discussion in a nutshell. The data changed. They got different data. Explain to me what flopping data could prove that it's not harder to win on the road than at home.
It's tougher to win on the road, but it's not tough for good teams to beat bad teams on the road. Okay. That's what it was.
Okay. We have to have 30 conditions. No, wait a second. Yeah, I mean, I think we can say with some certainty, state your damn business. The hell does he want now?
No, I did this on purpose because I was listening. No, Locke is waging war against you.
Well, that's because I exposed his sex secrets.
That's a whole different thing.
I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe I don't want an apology for that, but they seem pretty open about their, you know, their colorful relationships.
The problem is here, Nick Valvano has daddy number two now. And daddy number two is Lachlan McClain.
Yeah, so
and the last couple days, he's been agreeing with Locke that it's, you know, it's easy to win on the road. I just want you to know that, and I apologize for Nick for outing him.
No, that's okay. We outed Locke and his wife. So, because a guy just said Locke bullied Nick like a jerk and tried to call him an idiot instead of putting up a good argument. Just kept talking over him. Well, remember, Locke's a bright guy. Give him this quotation. Resort is had to ridicule only when reason is against us. So there you go. So that's what he does. You just talk over a guy because the facts are ridiculous. The facts are so overwhelming.
That's sports radio.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I'd like a sports radio station to adopt the truthful approach. Hi, we're the fan zone, fan scene. I'm trying to make sure I don't offend any particular station. Come to us where facts are optional and opinions are unsubstantiated. It's the Fan Zone Fan Magazine joining us on Tuesdays. Scream at us on whatever.
Now, I was actually coming in here to tell you that we got to tell Nick, but now that I'm here, we got two new computers today.
Yay! No way.
I just want you to know that. Two new computers today, and Nick has buffalo sauce all over the soundboard.
Okay. Well, but that's on brand. But the computers, by the way, this just came down from corporate. We will only train the people on those computers between 12 and 3 in the AM studio. Everybody will be called in to the studio between noon and 3.
By the way, I'm pissed off.
Why?
He's not here, so he can't defend himself.
Locke?
No. Intern Spunky.
What happened to Spunky?
He didn't get hour two of the midday rush up yesterday. Now, ultimately, it's my responsibility to make sure it gets up. Put that on the mixtape. But
I'm sure he thinks it's beneath him.
I don't.
He's like, why? I've been here 2 weeks on my own show yet. What the hell kind of rodeo am I on?
Maybe there was a failure to communicate. He thought I was going to do it. I thought he was going to do it. Whatever. But I went to go start podcasting the midday rush today, and right. I noticed that, wait, where's the
hour
second
two.
Hour?
Not there.
So I'm a little miffed.
Well, because certainly you
I'm a little
you
miffed.
Were hands-on with your other daddy show. You made sure that one got up there. But my show, delegated to Spunky. Spunky might do it, might
okay.
not do it. Spunky's, right. Listen, I'd like to do it, but today is the day I get my shoes shined, and I got to be downtown. That guy,
your
Tony,
show.
Tony, will only shine the shoes if I'm there at 1 o'clock. He's an artiste. So, no, I understand that. I get it.
Your show got put up in its entirety in a timely manner.
Uh-huh.
Locke's show. Only half of it got put up.
Oh, it was Locke's second hour.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, well, then I don't care about
you
that.
You really don't listen.
What were you saying? So,
my God. But it,
because I'm distracted by the absurdity of the thought that it's not. He. I mean, yes, if the Chicago Bulls played St. Francis of Brooklyn.
We had a very civil argument, by the way.
If the Michael Jordan-led Bulls played the St. Francis Terriers in Brooklyn, I'm fairly confident the Bulls would win that game. That does not prove it's not harder to win on the road. Does he not understand the premise of it? The premise of it is this. If you took all equal components, okay, not all equal components, everything is equal, and Team A played Team B, and they played them at home, and then they played them on the road, they will have a more difficult time to win on the road than they do at home. That's what the definition of more difficult is. Not some cockamamie thing, well, that just proves they're not great. It proves that it's harder to win on the road. Yes, if you're a great team, if you're 60 points better than who you're playing, yes, then you can win on the road probably as almost as easily as you do at home. And even I mean, but even then, if you won by 60 at home, you'd win by 30 on the road. It doesn't prove anything. What proves is the numbers that you look at, in the numbers in the Big Ten, what the home teams are doing in these conferences, in the NBA, for God's sake, which is the best league in the world. That's the single hardest thing to do, is right. to win on the road. And so it's just, it's a ridiculous argument. There's no other way around it.
All right, because...
Ridiculous.
I'm trying...
Preposterous.
I'm only...
Absurd.
Okay.
Illogical. Unsubstantiated. Unintelligent, uninsightful, ridiculous. Other than that, it's right. It's spot on.
I wanted to see how many more you were going to be able to string together there. Well, I just want to say exactly, because I disagree with Locke's point on that, but I want to, we don't have to spend the whole hour on this, because we haven't even got to UK losing last night. But we had a very respectful discussion, although he did think I got flustered at one point, and I told him that I'm Italian. That's just kind of our baseline when we start arguing. But he let me have my say. I feel like I let him have his. But I'm only doing this because I want it to be a fair fight, and I want to. Luckily, I have some experience being between divorced parents at times. It's kind of like what this is. I just want exactly what he said.
Okay.
Was it's tougher? It's not tough. And he used the stat line.
What does that mean? It's tougher, but it's not tough. What the hell does that mean? 60, what does that mean?
60.
All right, I'm going to put random illogical words together.
Stop. Hold it. Let me just finish.
God
okay.
It's 65. Just admit that your take is ridiculous.
65% of the time on the road, a better team beats a weaker team. And so he said, name me something else in sports that if you succeed at it, roughly 66% of the time, that people would say that it's tough to do. I'm not saying I agree with it. I don't. But I just want it to be a fair fight
I'm going to try and explain Locke's arguing method one last time, and then I'll be done with it. You make a case as strongly as you can that's contrary to what people feel, Then you explain, though, why the other view could very well be right. And then, however it turns out, you explain that you got it right. So that if it turns out other than your view, you say, well, I told you. That I explained to you. That's why that's the case. And if it turns out contrary to what the people thought, you can say, oh, I told you, you're all idiots. I'm smarter. I got it right. Okay, so what he's done here is he took one isolated statistic that they win 65% of the time, the better team, okay? That doesn't prove anything. The statement is it tougher to win on the road? Okay, that statistic isolated by itself means nothing. What do those teams do when they play these comparable teams in their arena? Do they win 85% of the time? Do they win 90% of the time? Okay, so ergo, if those same two teams playing on Team A's court, Team A wins 90% of the time, and then when Team A goes away and wins only 65% of the time, ergo, it's tougher to win on the road, number one. Number two, he picked isolated teams. Yeah, if you take the Celtics and have them play against Woodrow Wilson Middle School, they're kicking their ass, on the road. That's not hard. Well, of course, but most competition, the disparity is not the Celtics versus the Woodrow Wilson Middle School. So it is tough to win on the road, and if you get a win on the road in any way, shape, or form, it's significant. More significant than, he should be a figure skating judge, because that's evidently what he wants to do. He wants to point out, well, they won, but, it was too tough. It wouldn't be that tough if they were better, if the statistics say this. You know what? It's harder to win on the road. Winning on the road, and again, it's so it puts you in that corner where I don't want to be that guy. If you gave him a coaching job for a year, it would actually be fun for him to go in the head coach's office and say, Coach, I just been looking at it. It's not really that hard to win on the road at Clemson. And watch the other three coaches choking him to death right on the wipe-off board there on the floor. But I would say he's not a dumb guy. So I would suggest at the end of that year, he would say, yeah, I mean, there's some data that I used to quote, but I'm telling you from experience, it's way harder to win on the road than it is at home. Significantly harder, appreciably harder. And so if just because he will pan pick five games that a team is much better than the other team and they win, it still doesn't prove that we didn't say it's impossible to win on the road. We said it's harder. And so if you play on the road and beat that team by 20, maybe you'd beat them by 40 at home or 60 at home. That's the definition of being harder. It's not proving anything.
Well, that's what he said. He said tougher. But it's not tough. I don't really. I feel like it's a battle of semantics.
It's a battle of illogic. It's again. It's either way I win.
Locke put up a poll saying Fan Affairs Twitter poll. If you do something successfully, two out of every three times.
Okay, but that's not
times,
the question. Ask him to put a poll up. All right, I'm putting a poll up right now before we get off. Is it harder to win on the road than at home? That's the question. The question is not some cockamamie statistical bullspit that he made up. It's, oh, is it harder to win on the road? My prediction, is it harder to win at home on the road than at home? Okay? That's the simple question it's going to be. My over-under on what the people say is 83. 83% say it.
Okay, but I'm just telling you.
What do you want to bet?
I'm not betting.
Well, he will discount that because it doesn't support his theory. If it doesn't support his theory, it's bad data. It's simple definition. Here's what I think. Here's data that disproves it. Ergo, it's bad data.
I am simply the messenger in this. I'm Hermes.
Let's just let it go, for God's sake. Let Tiger go, for God's sake.
Well, we just did it for 15 minutes.
He's won a major. So. Let it go.
The official question was, is it tough for a better team to win on the road against a weaker opponent, like if they're ranked higher? That's what it is. Is it tough for a good team to win
tough.
On the...
What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. So you can interpret to support you anyway. Is it tougher for a good team to win on the road against the same opponent than it would be at home? Yes. Supports my evidence. Do the numbers say that
he said it's tougher, but
so
he said it's not
tough. What the hell is he trying to prove? What is he trying to prove? I don't understand what it proves. What does it prove? It proves that he can find some mismatches where a team is so much better than the other team, they can win comfortably on the road. Is there anybody, show of hands, that argues that happens? No, because we all have brains larger than the size of a turnip. So All right, so we all agree that if you take a great team and play the Woodrow Wilson Middle School, you're going to win handily. What does anybody here think that that has any logical bearing on proving anything? Yes. Oh, God, I'm sorry. That's the guy. That's the poor guy that... Remember when we were moving the piano in here and we dropped it on his head? That's that guy. So he's a very nice guy, but he doesn't... Right now, he doesn't really... follow things logically. So even he understood the first part.
I'm trying not to pile on or stay. I'm just trying to stay out of it because we argued before, and you know, I love both of you guys.
A texter says something very intelligent. All of Locke's points that he's making are subjective, which means that he can interpret them however he wants. So by interpreting them however he wants, he states that he's proving his point. And I'm suggesting that you are pointing out what I've already said, that it is subjective, and so if you are only going to interpret them to support your opinion, yes, you'll be able to take a sliver here and a sliver there and a sliver there, but it's a ridiculous thought. I'm going to do that poll, though, because I want to bet the over-under. What's the over-under on people saying it's harder to win on the road than at home? I say 82 is conservative. It'll probably be 90-something, but I'm just curious. Because that's the question. That's all anybody's ever said. It's more difficult to win on the road, so it's difficult. And ergo, if you're a relatively even team, okay, all right. This is the last bit of data I'll offer to you, if you want really objective data, which is what I'm offering you. Because if you use the 86 Bulls or whatever against Woodrow Wilson High School, you get no argument. They would win handily. But if you have teams that are relatively even, okay. So are these teams relatively even? Okay, let's see. Duke is number one in the country at 93. Florida State's 89. That's 4 points. That's not very much of a separation. And they also suggest, Sagarin, who evidently doesn't know numbers as well as Locke, says you're 3.25 points better for playing at home if you're going to evaluate teams. So that game becomes like a pick 'em. Louisville's at 87.5. Duke, best team in the country, is at 93. He took about 2 3-point field goals. Very close. Now, if Duke were to play, I can't even scroll down that fast. Were to play whoever's ranked 355, I'm not picking on the bit, Prairie View A&M, I think, maybe. He's 1-14 or something. Yeah, they probably should have a relatively easy time beating them on the road. That doesn't prove that it's not harder to win on the road. That's all. It's just that simple. There's nothing else of substance you can say about that. I'll give him one shred of credibility. If he wants to say that this is a yardstick to show that there's no truly, truly dominant teams this year, well, then I've been saying that all along. I don't need that particular data to see that about the peanuts argument, that there's tremendous parity. Granted, okay, I agree with that. But to disparage everybody who states the obvious, that it's more difficult to win away than it is at home, to me is just ridiculous. That's
Do you like nuts?
Where is that from exactly?
It's a holiday commercial from Mr. Peanut. They're all having a nice holiday party, and Robert Downey Jr. actually voices Mr. Peanut in this. And they're saying that, it's the holidays. We welcome everyone to the party, and a nutcracker walks in, and the music stops, and he looks kind of awkward and everything.
I mean,
it ends with that.
Why are the point spreads different for a visiting team compared to if they were at home, if it isn't harder to win on the road? Point number one. His point is, if you're really a good team, you will beat a bad team on the road. If you lose to a bad team on the road, you were never good to begin with. It's just comedy. 2 years ago, Locke planted a flag that said Stoops is a 7-win coach. Stoops has won 18 games the next 2 seasons. Locke still declares he's a 7-win coach. So that's what I mean. When the data is not convenient, just ignore it. When the data supports your point, celebrate it. And whatever. It makes for talk radio. As Andy said, it's sports radio. That's but it,
content.
It will make you lose your mind. It absolutely will make you lose your mind.
It's weird when I try to stay neutral.
Of course, especially with me.
But I was tangling with him today. I tried to,
You do you, boo boo.
But
so if you want to buy into that cockamamie theory, I love you.
I literally
anyway.
Just said I was arguing with him about it.
I know. I'm just telling you. It's okay. You have my permission to make ridiculous, nonsensical, absolutely meritless arguments. If that'll make
Again,
you happy.
Was arguing against that, but okay.
But I was just letting you know, don't do it, though, because you feel pressure from me. You have my permission to make vapid, worthless, ridiculous, unsubstantiated, selective reasoning arguments for just taking data that supports you. If that's what you will make you happy, honey, you do that. You're my son. I'll always love you. I will say, boy, that's a, gosh, I think my son's making a silly argument there, but he's a good boy. So that's how we roll.
I wasn't doing that!
I was just saying.
Bob Valvano with Universal Windows Direct. Winter months are coming, and your current windows aren't cutting it. They leak warm air out, let cool air in, makes you pay more in energy bills. Get new windows from Universal Windows Direct today. Their exclusive window construction features super spacer, non-metal, non-conductive glass spacers. It keeps the edge of the glass warmer, lasts five times longer than other windows, and right now, every window you buy, you get one free. 0% financing for 36 months, plus free installation and a lifetime warranty. Go to universalwindows.com. Today, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Drew Diener here, along with Mark Innes, for 25 Again by Body Shapes Medical. By now, you've heard all the benefits of being a member at 25 Again. Being a member means I never have to wait or guess where I need to go when I'm sick. 25 Again allows for me to keep pace with my busy schedule and not miss a beat.
For me, the testosterone replacement therapy and medical weight loss has changed my life. I learned the benefits of testosterone are many. Improved muscle tone, sex drive, and an overall better mood and quality of life. I urge you to have your testosterone levels checked.
So do what we've done. Trust 25 Again for your health and age management. You're getting older, but you don't have to settle for feeling your age. Make 2020 your year. Join 25 Again to improve your health and to feel and look younger.
Live your best life. Call 425-0500 for a membership you can afford. You'll get a free assessment and a $99 first month. That's 425-0500, 425-0500.
Sternberg Truck and Van Rental is proud to announce Sternberg Commercial Sales. Conveniently located on Crittenden Drive across from the fairgrounds, they are the commercial truck experts, salesmen with years of experience, and they can get you in the right product for your business. A large selection of off-lease work trucks like F-150s, cargo vans, utility trucks, cube trucks, and more. Upfit services on-site, ladder racks, cargo bins, roof racks, and more. SternbergTruckRental.com, the work truck people. If you've got the work, they've got the truck.
Scheller's Fitness and Cycling wants you to look and feel your best in 2020. Let's focus on fitness. A new treadmill, elliptical machine, exercise bike, all of those pieces from Scheller's Fitness and Cycling can put you on the right path in 2020. Scheller's has the largest selection of fitness equipment around. That's why they're number one in fitness and cycling. Perfect for building up your home gym. Four area locations. They're online at Scheller's.com and you're buying local when you're buying from Scheller's. Scheller's Fitness and Cycling, your fitness pros.
Hey, Bobby V here. You've heard me talking about vitality, wellness, and weight loss for good reason. I've lost over 20, almost 30 pounds, actually, and it's all personalized and works just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet, and they tailor their programs, their supplements, the minerals, to what your body needs. I like understanding how and why we're doing things, and that's what they explain to you at Vitality, Wellness, and Weight Loss. Give them a call. They're at 502-442-7180. Vitality, Wellness, and Weight Loss. Be healthier, thinner, happier, starting tomorrow at Vitality.
With same-day pickup and delivery, you know who really loves fresh food? Amateur chefs, salad lovers, barbecuers, smorgasborders, hors d'oeuvres, fondueurs and flambeurs, midnight snackers, brown baggers, bakers, and throw it in the microwavers. At Kroger, you can get all the fresh you want at a great price with same-day pickup and delivery. Because we believe in fresh for everyone.
The NFL plays on ESPN Louisville.
Devontae Adams breaks a tackle, 15, cuts to the middle field, 10, 5, touchdown!
It's a conference championship Sunday as the Chiefs host the Titans with pregame coverage beginning at 2 o'clock, followed by the Packers and 49ers. And it's right here on all ESPN Louisville stations. The NFL on ESPN Louisville is presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Dave & Buster's, and the Cryo Lounge in St. Matthews.
The renovations are over and Caesars Southern Indiana is now open and better than ever. You heard me right. The new $90 million casino is open and features all your betting favorites, including bars, lounges, and a sports book for on-site betting. Whether it's game day or post time, watch all the action on large screen TVs and enjoy your favorite sports with friends in our fan caves. Come for the sports and stay for a betting experience like never before. It's all happening today at Caesars Southern Indiana.
CJ Z-Trip.
Z-Trip is the new face of taxi in Louisville. With Z-Trip, you can book a ride fast using our app, online at ztrip.com, or just call 24/7. Z-Trip never has surge pricing, and you can even pay cash or credit.
I use the Z-Trip app because it allows me to book in advance, and I know that all of their drivers have had a background check. Safety is important to me.
Download the free Z-Trip app and use promo code LOVEZTRIP for $10 off your first ride.
Z-Trip.
Hey! Broadcasting live from the Papa John's studios, keep it locked on the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Time now for an ESPN Louisville Sports Center update.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano. This Sports Center update brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, big on commitment. It was a rough couple of games on the road for the locals. IU struggling against the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, losing 59-50. Coach Archie Miller, post-game, saying that the Hoosiers, we just got to put this one behind us.
Our guys will bounce back, and we've got to learn from it. On the road right now in this league is brutal, and every game that you play feels like this, and you got another opportunity on Saturday. We got to regroup, focus, and just lock in and move on to the next one.
Justin Smith led the Hoosiers with 15. The Wildcats, UK, they went on the road to face South Carolina. They were up 14 at one point, but lost by three after the Gamecocks scored 56 in the second half. Cats fall 81-78. Emmanuel quickly led the Wildcats with 20. Coach Cal, post-game, saying that this was a tough road loss.
This again, and it gets no easier in this league. Every road game you play in this league is a hard game, and this was a hard game. Give them credit, though. Don't. It wasn't us. They were physical. They made every free throw when they had to. I like the fact that we got it to tie ball game. I like the fact that that happened. That meant we were walking in timeouts and trying to do the right thing.
And moving to the association, former Cardinal Damian Lee signed a multi-year contract with the Warriors yesterday. Also, former Card Ray Spalding signing a two-way deal with the Hornets. Wrapping up on the gridiron, former U of L head coach Bobby Petrino officially signs on to be the new coach for Missouri State. That press conference earlier today. Greg Galliette joins in the 1 o'clock hour. This is SportsCenter.
Be a part of the conversation on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
All right, I started to talk about Kentucky, and I used, if you're just joining us, go back, and I'm not going to do it again, the whole thing about the peanuts, but the point is this, that last night's game is reflective of what's going on in the college basketball landscape. And if you want to be that fan, well, that's fine, the college basketball landscape, but we're Kentucky, we're above all that, well, whatever, I'm dealing with what's going on in the planet right now. And what's going on the planet right now is they're a good team. They have a chance to do some damage in March, but they are not so good that they are just going to, or the disparity is not so great that they're just going to go march through whoever they play, wherever they play them. Because, again, no more arguments and no more wasting time on that. It's a challenge to play on the road. And, you know, if you get a team that's fired up and plays well, and in the second half, I mean, South Carolina played their butts off. And so, again, I'm sure people are mad and cranky and all that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at the landscape, this is what you're in for. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's no way. Listen, here's the problem with this. If you are, let's just say for the sake of argument that there are 16 teams that are in a group that we're going to cluster together that are within a basket of each other in terms of their relative ability, their Sagarin numbers, all of that. If that's the case, so that what you're saying basically is randomly we're going to pick four of those teams out of that 16 to go to the Final Four. right? I mean, that's what you're talking about. If they're all statistically comparable in strength, relative strength, you're putting all of them in a big hat, and you're saying we're going to take four of them, and they're going to go to the Final Four. Now, there's 355 Division I teams out there. If you're one of those 16, it means you've got one of the better teams in the country. And Kentucky certainly could still say they're there. Louisville certainly would say they're there. And that's not, you know, exaggeration or anything else. It's the reality. But there are some years where the number of teams that you'd put in that hat are maybe only seven, you know, and you're going to take four to go to the Final Four. This isn't one of those years. This is a year where I think from looking, you've got 16 teams, and there's going to be, you know, very close enough. Maybe as we get into February and early March, we'll see some separation. But by and large, I think there's 16 names in that hat, and you're going to pick four of them out to make the Final Four. So if you are going to say to me right now, oh, yeah, I'm really down on this team, they're no good, and then if they don't make it, again, now you're doing that thing where you're just kind of retroactively skewing what I really am saying here, because by that definition, you've only got a 1 in 4 chance of going to the Final Four. There's 16 teams in there, and they're only taking four out of that hat. Whichever team you are of those 16, you got a 1 in 4 chance of getting picked. Okay? So my point is, if you're going to send me a text right now and say, oh, they're no good, and then they don't make it, see, I told you, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not predicting they're going to go to the Final Four. And it's not like I'm trying to hedge my bet. I'm giving you my read of the lay of the land, the landscape. Well, everybody gets peanuts. That's my analogy at the start. Everybody's going to struggle and have a tough time, especially in road games, even for all the nonsense back and forth about it's hard to win on the road or not. You're going to have some very, very close games. And the data, if you look at it, you watch the games last night, I mean, you're seeing that all over the place. My point to start the show was, I find it entertaining. Because I think it makes some much more compelling games than you know, watching the, nothing against the Globetrotters. I mean, if you go for entertainment there, but you're not going to see who's going to win. I mean, if you are, you're a little delusional. I mean, so you know the Globetrotters are going to win. There have been some years in college basketball where there have been some teams like that. And if you're a Kentucky fan or a Louisville fan, Kentucky fans seemingly especially think, well, if we're not one of those teams year in and year out, then it's a failure. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think that's the case. I'm not defending anybody. I'm just telling you, as I look at the landscape, I mean, Cal was ahead of the curve in getting NBA caliber one and done guys, and now the landscape got leveled a little bit there. And so, you know, you look at it that way, and you got a situation where you're going to have a bunch of relatively even teams, and you've got a 1 in 4 shot. Now, there are other teams around the country that have a 1 in 100 shot. So you're way better than those teams. But if you want to look at it as a disappointment, that's your prerogative. But I'm here to tell you, I've said this many times before, it's a if you're in that group of the 16 teams we're talking about, you've had a very good team. And you don't understand. You know, our program going to suit, that means you win 2 games, that's not success. Whatever. Say whatever the hell you want. I deal with reality. And the reality is, if you're playing the second weekend in today's game in college basketball, you've had a good year. Now, is it... does that mean they're all equal after that? But of course not. A Final Four team is much more successful than a team that gets to just the second weekend. An Elite Eight team is more successful than just a Sweet 16 team. To win that game in the round of 16, is if you're playing a really good team, that's a significant win. So I'm not suggesting that, oh, as long as you get there, that's the ceiling. But to dismiss it, of one of two ways, as well, it was a complete abject failure as a season. Okay, that makes you feel better that somehow you don't understand our legacy of our program. Well, good. You know what? You're not hurting anybody. Knock yourself out. It's not rooted in fact, but that's okay. So I'm just telling you that if you're playing the second weekend, you've had a good year. And if before you get too down on, because they just lost at South Carolina or Louisville, you know, struggled to get a win with the game they were ahead, look at the big picture. The big picture is you're probably still right now one of those 16 teams. And you got a chance. And why wouldn't you follow the journey? Why don't you just wring your hands? I don't get it. It's the same kind of discussion I had with the Louisville fans the other day. Oh, I mean, they didn't win. It's like figure skating. They didn't win with enough style points. The guy who came in here a year and a half into taking over what was a real, real reeling situation has got them, what are they, a 4-1 in the league with three road wins, and they are 14-3. That's a pretty remarkable run. Cal has, you know, not all number one or two recruiting classes are the same. They've got guys that are not, he's had injury issues of his own. They're not the Anthony Davis team. They're okay, but doesn't mean, you know, they're not all going to be like that. And if I don't understand. I said that yesterday, just so you know I'm consistent. It's not aimed at lecturing a fan base. I'm just telling you as I see the game, I don't know why you do that to yourself. Enjoy the journey, man. You got good teams. They're good teams. South Carolina's got a good coach. Frank Martin does a hell of a job. He gets them to play hard. They had a big night last night, and that second half, they went crazy. They just started scoring like mad, and the building got into it, and, you know, that's where the home court comes into it, and they got to win. But, I mean, Cal, you think it's pablum, but I got news for you. His comment is right. They're only going to get harder. That's not one of the better teams in the SEC statistically, but they're certainly capable of beating anybody on any given night, as they proved last night, and so it's only going to get harder when you go on the road. So Kentucky's going to have to, you know, they're going to have to work. There's only one unbeaten team in the league, LSU, and they're not even ranked. So, and the ACC is no unbeaten teams. So every night, man, is going to be a bit of a dog fight. Enjoy the journey. Embrace it, because that's what you're in for. You're getting peanuts. Everybody's getting peanuts this year. So, you know, everybody's getting peanuts in the regular season. And, you know, maybe when you land, there's somebody waiting at the gate for you who says, "I want to take you for a steak dinner." Well, four people will do that, and those are the ones going to the Final Four or whatever. But the fact is, right now, every night's going to be a struggle. But for me, it's damned entertaining. I mean, I'll be honest with you. There have been years where I'm scanning and like, that's a crappy game. That's a crappy game. That's a really crappy game. That's it. Last night, man, all good. Watched Seton Hall and Butler. Watched Rutgers. All of a sudden, they're back. I know Indiana fans are pissed off, but he's got a good team now. Incredible. He's got a team that's in arguably the best league in the country, and Rutgers is pretty good. And South Carolina put a frenzied comeback on in that game. It's entertaining basketball. So I'm sorry if Ed at the water cooler doesn't get that, but remind him, everybody's getting peanuts, Ed. That's the reality. Use promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. Remember, when we start talking about some of these point spreads, and we'll do that as we get into the weekend, we use the book at Caesars Southern Indiana, where Kentuckiana bets sports. Louisville plays Duke Saturday. Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage have the pregame show from Molly Malone's, St. Matthew's at 5. After the game, the Coors Light postgame show, Ethan Moore's there. And Kentucky tries to get back on the winning track against Arkansas. And they will be, after the game, talking about it with the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show. Jason Entz is there for that. The NFL playoffs coming your way on ESPN Louisville. The AFC Championship, Titans and Chiefs. The more I look at this, by the way, the Chiefs are going to win and cover.
Yeah, I think so. Jason Anderson had a really good text. Who's about that? he had a text earlier today talking about how everyone talks about, you know, with the running game and the Titans just have crazy time of possession. And he did a blind resume between the Chiefs and the Titans. And, you know, there's actually
blind guys on these teams? What did I miss? What?
Just check out Jason Anderson's tweet. J810 Anderson.
I think the Chiefs win and cover that one. The other one's a little dicier. I don't want to go back on my take from my opinion. I hate the take. Sorry, Andy. You know, my thought that the two best teams in the league were the 49ers and the Ravens, and we saw the Ravens go out in week one. And so usually one of the two teams that I look at in that situation at least makes the Super Bowl. So I should, if I were smart, stay with the 49ers. But something tells me the Packers have a chance to win outright, and they're getting 7.5. It's a lot of puntos. So we'll see. But anyway, you can hear those games 2 o'clock and 6:15 here on all of our stations. The NFL on ESPN Louisville, presented by UPS Jobs, BJ Heating and Cooling, Dave and Buster's Louisville in the Mall of St. Matthews. The Cryo Lounge in St. Matthews as well. You can find them online at cryoloungeky.com. If you mention ESPN, you'll get a free session. And, man, is there college basketball coming up. And like I said, I think it's great because I'm looking at these games and say, that's entertaining. That'll be entertaining. That should be entertaining. That could be entertaining. We've got not only the postgame and pregame coverage for the Cards and the postgame for the Cats, but tonight Cincinnati takes on Memphis. That should be a good one, 6:45, right here on ESPN 680-1057. Saturday, I'll be with Sean Kelly in Tucson to see Colorado take on Arizona. That's at 2 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. And then Oregon takes on Washington at 3:30 on Oregon takes on Washington in Washington at 3:30 on ESPN 680-1057. And don't forget Charlotte and Western Kentucky. You'll hear that game in progress after the U of L pregame around 6 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. So we got three complete games, one game joined in progress, and then terrific pre- and post-coverage for Cards and Cats. This is a college basketball town, and we got your college basketball coverage like nobody else here at ESPN 680-1057. I have to go to my phone.
I want to give a quick shout-out also because Andy's 100% right. I did get barbecue sauce all over this board, but I apologize for nothing. Nothing, I say, because it is a Wing Zone Thursday here at the ESPN Louisville Studios. I want to give a shout-out to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville Studios. Try the ESPN Louisville Special. It's 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39. We got that from one of the other stations in the ESPN Louisville Familia with the G, 93.9 The Ville, down the hallway. So $9.39 gets you 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink. Just mentioned ESPN Louisville. That is good 7 days a week, every day that ends in Y. Never too early to start planning your party for those NFL games you were talking about, or maybe the big game coming up. Call ahead or pick up on game day. Order online, wingzone.com. So call ahead or pick up on game day. Order, or you can do it online at wingzone.com, or go to two great Louisville locations, one at Hikes Point and the other one Hess Lane near Louisville. So there you go. Let's take a top of the hour break.
All right, we'll do it right now. More to come. ESPN 680-1057.
Experience Rufino, one of the most iconic names in Italian wine. Add a touch of Italian hospitality to every occasion with wines for every palate. From sparkling Proseccos and Rosés to fresh fruit-forward whites and Tuscan Estate Reds, you'll find the perfect wine with ease. Celebrate with Rufino and discover the Italian art of good living. La Vita Rufino. Please enjoy our wines responsibly. 2019 Rufino Import Company, Rutherford, California.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center, home of the area's largest selection of quality used pianos. Whether you're looking for a grand, vertical, or a player piano, give Gist Piano Center a try. Family owned and operated since 1971.
At Witch Witch, they believe that a great sandwich has the power to make any day better. Witch Witch has launched their new favorites menu, including clubs with top quality grilled and breaded chicken, plus new shakes, including birthday cake, the famous Courtney's Cookie, and yellow M&M shakes. Two area locations, 221 South Hurstburn Parkway and Old Brownsboro Crossing. Mention ESPN, you'll get a large build-your-own witch for just $6.80. Order online or download the new app. Witch Witch, superior sandwiches.
Steve Rummage here. Louisville looks to stay hot Saturday when the Cards take on Duke. And for the most pre- and post-game coverage, keep it locked right here on ESPN Louisville. Be sure to join Marcus Maben and myself live from Molly Malone's in St. Matthews at 5 p.m. for the Louisville basketball pregame show on 93.9 The Ville as we take you all the way up to tip. Then immediately after the game, it's the Coors Light postgame show with Ethan Moore. Also on 93.9 The Ville, we're the first place in town that will take your calls, hear live from Chris Mack, player sound, and more. If it's Louisville basketball, we talk about it right here on ESPN Louisville.
Start your holiday shopping now with a holiday loan up to $3,000 from Class Act Federal Credit Union. November 1st through January 31st, get a 2% rate discount, 60 days no payments, and new this year, one lucky member will be chosen at random to have their loan paid off by Class Act. Up to $3,000. Visit classact.org and click on promotions to learn more. That's classact.org. Class Act Federal Credit Union, supporting the educational community.
Drew Diener here along with Mark Ennis for 25 Again by Body Shapes Medical. By now, you've heard all the benefits of being a member at 25 Again. Being a member means I never have to wait or guess where I need to go when I'm sick. 25 Again allows for me to keep pace with my busy schedule and not miss a beat.
For me, the testosterone replacement therapy and medical weight loss has changed my life. I learned the benefits of testosterone are many. Improved muscle tone, sex drive, and an overall better mood and quality of life. I urge you to have your testosterone levels checked.
So do what we've done. Trust 25 Again for your health and age management. You're getting older, but you don't have to settle for feeling your age. Make 2020 your year. Join 25 Again to improve your health and to feel and look younger.
Live your best life. Call 425-0500 for a membership you can afford. You'll get a free assessment and a $99 first month. That's 425-0500, 425-0500.
Here's what you missed on the Diener Show.
They weren't mad enough. I gotta say that the Ravens fans weren't mad enough. They just lost to the sixth seed, and there was some conversation, but other than their general meanness, is what which I would drive for most of the people of Baltimore, they weren't that upset. Here's the other stunning thing. No one really, I'm telling you, I'm not sure I heard a curse word around.
Weekday morning, 7 to 10 on 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, and 105.7.
Whether you're on a budget or want to be up close and personal, they'll fill your fix. GuyOnTheCornerTickets.com.
Ma, the meatloaf!
Look at you yelling for mom's meatloaf. You don't really want mom's meatloaf. You want thigh wings from Wingzone. With ESPN Radio's help, Wingzone Louisville sells more thigh wings than any other wing zone in the country. Thigh wings are delicious bone-in cuts of dark meat that eat just like a wing. Come try them in any of our 17 amazing flavors. Wingzone.com. You got it.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680. WHBE Newburgh and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we are always looking for new and exciting things to do here at the radio station. And one of them is going to be a new feature because people have seemingly really enjoyed interrupting our show. And we've asked them to state their business. So now we're going to have a new feature, and it's called Who's at the Door? And what do you have for this? You have something for this? Here it is. Oh, somebody's at the door. Oh, state your business. Who is that?
It's Carlos Dixon, the WBC Super Featherweight World Champion.
There we go. What a great visit that is. That's a lot better than Patty Ice coming to put spots on the computer. Carlos, nice to see you, buddy. Thanks for being with us.
Man, thank you so much for having me.
This will be your second defense?
This is my first defense.
First defense. You it in Jamaica.
Yes, sir. Kingston, Jamaica.
And then you're going to get to defend it here in front of hometown family and friends. That's got to be very exciting for you.
It's extremely exciting. We're also doing some things, you know, that's never been that's never happened, actually, you know, in the history of Kentucky. A WBC title has never been defended here, so that's
really
a first, and I'm really excited to be able to do that.
I did not know that, with all the boxing history this city's had. But he will be here. Carlos will be fighting at the Memorial Auditorium, defending his WBC World Junior Featherweight title. And there's still tickets available. That's at the Louisville Memorial Auditorium, which is is that the old Louisville Gardens? What is that?
That's
Louisville
exactly
Gardens,
what
right?
It is. Yes,
okay,
sir. Good. Right across from Spalding.
No, that's a great place. I actually coached a basketball game there many years ago. That building had a lot of cool things. But, you know, you were telling me that when you were in Jamaica, the only people who were able to be there were who? You had very few fans because obviously where it was. Who was there?
Well, the first time that I fought in Jamaica, there was the crowd didn't really like me so much.
Oh, yeah, they don't know. What do they know?
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb
so
Jamaicans.
And then we waited until you know, until the end of that night, then they actually, you know, they started to grow. I started to grow on them, and then I ended up going and fighting to get this title, and I won it in November, actually. And I had my mother there, my father, because, you know, my father's my coach and
right.
my trainer, and he was in the corner. And then I had my promoter. Big shout-out to Uprising Promotions for allowing me to fight for it and you know, just helping me and even letting me defend it here in my hometown.
Now, that's very, very cool. So I'm going to guess you're going to have a few more people in the crowd for this one than you had in Jamaica.
I would very, very hope so. You know, there's been a lot of ticket sales. It's been doing great. We need this place to sell out. If you guys want high-level boxing and you guys want it back in this city, in this state, as it should be, then you guys need to come and get behind your new world champion.
Yeah, you know what? That's a really good point, because from doing the show here, Carlos, we get a lot of people who text us and say, boy, you know, this has always been a boxing town, and
right.
we love boxing. And so, you know, let's be honest. boxing goes like any professional sport goes, where the money is. And so if they're going to be people coming to the fight, then they'll bring other fights here. So
exactly.
That's a great opportunity. So get out there and support him. It is
Saturday, January 18th at Louisville Memorial Auditorium. Doors open at 7. First fight starts at 8.
Well, you got. They don't need to send somebody out on the road with you. You do your own PR and do it very well. So
thank you, sir.
You started. I'm reading about you, but as I knew you were coming in today, and your father James. You guys, I mean, did he sit with you? Did you sit with him and say, "Dad, I want to box"? Did he tell you, "Son, I think you could be good at this"? How'd this come about? How'd this journey begin?
Well, this happened like in the middle of my freshman year in high school.
Where did you go, by the way?
Wagner High School.
Oh, okay, sure. Shout out to Wagner.
Yes, Woo. Sir. Yeah, big shout out to them. So, yeah, it was like the middle of my freshman year in high school, and I had already, you know, played a couple other sports. I played basketball, played football, and none of them really grabbed my attention as boxing did. And the first time I actually got in the ring, I had my nose got all bloodied up, and you
like that.
And you know, it's not that I technically liked it. It was more or less that I was like, man, I really want to get that back. Like hopefully I can make his nose bleed this next time. Right, you know, right. So you know, one thing led to another, and I guess we're here. I kind of just fell in love with the sport.
10 years ago.
10 going on 11, yes,
sir. Wow, that's a pretty rapid rise to a championship belt, which is in front of me here. Did you take a picture of this? That's awesome.
No. You got to take a picture of this. Carlos, let me lift it up. It was
heavy as hell,
it's got a little bit of heft to it.
They
it's are. Pretty cool.
Look at that. Youth World Champion WBC, which is...
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.